Item number two, a resolution from County Executive Abley, amending county policy to maintain operations and management of the Milwaukee County Transit System through a private provider administered through a competitive request for proposals process.
Yeah, madam.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'd like to start by addressing a couple of the claims made in the previous item that are also relevant to this item. When the county...
Do me a favor.
Yeah, stick to the item.
Do your item.
That's my plan.
No. Do your item. And when you finish your item, then you come back. I would like you to talk about your item only right now. Will you do that, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. When the county executive was first elected, one of his top priorities was to stabilize the transit system. As most of you know, the 10 years preceding this county executive saw cuts nearly every year to both service and increases in fares. For the three budgets of the county executives, he's kept fares flat. He's actually decreased paratransit fares, and we've increased service. The county is now at a point where transit is more stable, and we're looking towards the next step of modernizing our system, at the same time increasing efficiency, reliability, and accountability of the system. In early 2013, the county executive directed DOT to maximize transit value and accountability and ultimately service. The DOT, through an RFP process and input from professionals, came back with the recommendations to replace the current outsourced transit management with a new provider. The resolution you have in front of you offers a compromise of past concerns raised by the board. It redirects county policy from insourcing to putting in place a provider that brings the best value to the county. And that is his top priority, making sure we have the best service at the best value. The DOT will make some changes to the RFP process, taking into account some concerns from the board. First, we will have an independent third party oversee the process. And second, allowing the chairwoman to serve as an observer of the RFP process. Some supervisors have stated that they are interested in a dual process. Because of constraints on the county, this is not possible. The constraints are on multiple departments, including HR, DOT, and many others. And the scope of work in both insourcing and also pursuing a separate path of RFPing is just not possible. To be clear, as you know, transit's been outsourced for over 35 years and I believe has not ever been part of county structure. So we're asking to stay with that practice and avoid going down the costly road that puts the county at risk and extends the timeline of uncertainty for both riders and drivers. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Are you going to talk about your resolution?
I just said, is there...
Resolve clause? Okay.
I can clarify if you'd like me to.
No, hey, I'm not going to help you. I just want to make sure that you had opportunity to go through everything properly. Now, I want no one to say that this committee didn't give you opportunity to go through your resolution the way you want to go through it.
Chairman, I'd like to restate if there was some confusion. This resolution asks the board to abandon the insourcing path and allow us to re-RFP the transit contract. We would like to make a couple changes to the transit RFP process. One is having an independent observer of the process, and two, allowing the chairwoman to serve as an observer of the process.
Okay. All right, any questions? So let's Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I got a question about this this survey, online survey that was done in February. Where was it? I mean, 300 people responded. 84% say they want better transit or whatever. How was that disseminated to the general public? Where was that? Because I don't remember seeing it.
It was sent out in many different venues.
We mean sent out? The county executive supporters on his campaign email list, or where was it sent out?
Well, broadly to many community groups.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, how I still wear two different hats for another week or so, but I receive emails to my city account from the county executive. They're totally different than emails I receive as a county supervisor. I actually learn more of communications from the county executive as an alderman than I do as a county board member. I'm kind of curious to, like, where, how are these things are sent out? And like I said, this was, I was just looking through my email from Tuesday, and that's where I'm reading about this this letter that he sent out from Brendan Conway about 2 o'clock. So this survey was sent where?
Chairman, Supervisor Taylor, like I stated, it was sent broadly to many community groups.
What does that mean?
A supervisor.
Do you need a list?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
If you can, just say what list you have. I think she sent it out. It's just like if you send out to your constituency. Mm-hmm. So what we figured, if you can give us a list of where did you send it to the papers and stuff, be very helpful, okay?
And maybe if you could provide
We're not trying to drill people.
Yeah, if we could get the results. Too, besides just, I mean, there was it just one question? Was it two questions? I'd like to actually see what the survey was, because I never received it, so I could forward it off to my constituents.
I'm happy to share that with you.
That'd be great.
Share with the whole committee, please. Okay. Any other questions, Supervisor Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Liscombe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to know, you know, we're being asked to abandon our policy and to basically go back to the county exec's policy on an RFP. And I want to know if as of today, has the county executive, has he accepted and does he acknowledge the flaws in the first RFP process?
Can you answer that question, Madam?
Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, I'm not sure. Can you restate your question? I'm not sure what the goal is of your question or what you're trying to get at.
Supervisor Lipscomb, can you restate the question?
I think you do understand it. You just don't want to answer it. So the question is whether or not the county executive accepts that the first process, RFP process, was flawed. That was the unanimous decision of the appeal committee. To date, I've never heard the county executive acknowledge that the first process was flawed. And so I don't understand on what basis anyone would have any confidence in him to commence a new round, because he hasn't acknowledged that it's flawed. At least publicly, he hasn't acknowledged that there was any flaw in the process or how it was conducted. The only thing that he has said was that the appeal process must be flawed because it found that his process was flawed. So because he was found, his administration was found to have done something poorly, he wants to change the system so that he can get his outcome and that there wouldn't be the same oversight over him. So what I don't understand is how anyone would believe that the proposal in front of us is something new or a compromise. It's a recycling of the first thing. The exec hasn't moved one inch from where he was a year ago in terms of believing that he has all the answers, that no one else understands this at all. It speaks to the fact that his whole view of our system, the idea that that MTS after four decades is somehow just like any other help, that you don't like your help, you just go get new help. They have always been part of us. That's how the community has always seen the transit system. It's Milwaukee County's transit system. That's how everyone understands it now. I mean, some people may call it the city bus, but they all understand it to be our public system, not just a vendor. So if you're telling me there's nothing new about the exec's view on how the first process went down, then I can't even imagine why anyone would think that I would give him the authority or the direction to go and redo it, to double down on a first process that was flawed.
Dr. Culver.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb. The county executive in the last month or two has sent out numerous communications about how he's looking at transit and his priorities, his vision. He's asked multiple times to work with the board collaboratively on finding a new path. A couple supervisors have taken him up on that offer. Many haven't. The resolution you have in front of you does take into account some concerns we've heard from the board. For example, what I've mentioned before about having an independent third-party expert, including the FTA, look over the process to make sure there's no bias, it's transparent, it's appropriate. We would like to have the board participate in the process as an observer of the RFP. So we are trying to work with the board and offering options to move forward in a collaborative way.
Mr. Drancic?
Yeah, I just would like to, I guess, offer some comment on that as well, being the department that did put this together and would be doing it again if we go out and do it again. I think we've heard over time some of the things that have been concerns, and we heard it last month. Some Supervisor Jerzyk, both in this committee and in finance, had offered or had understood that this is a big undertaking and that there could be some benefit in having some outside assistance on it, and that's what we're putting forward through finance this month through the renew or reconfigured process or whatever you want to call it. But it's to get that level of review into the process that we can have to give some greater assurance that going forward we've got a process that people feel comfortable with. Does have some other inclusion of working with the board to have someone oversee the process to hopefully take away some of those concerns of secrecy and some of the things that we've heard in the past. So I think this does actually move things pretty significantly from where the last process was, in an attempt to provide a good process and a good outcome going forward. I don't think there's some comments that perhaps there's a bias or there's a favored path by the department, and I can tell you that that's not the case. What the department wants to do for this county is make sure that there is a good, positive, legal, administratively sound process going forward.
Okay. I don't talk to it from the chair, but the only thing I got to say is we have a policy in front of us, and the department head have not started that directive at all. So that's my concern. And
can Dr. you say Cole, that again, Mr. Chairman?
We have a policy that the county board has said to start April 1st, and they have not started doing that policy at the present moment.
That's not true.
Well, my understanding that you both said that you don't have the money to go down two paths. So in other words, you have started bringing it inside. So that's policy is going
I,
right
I
now.
I can answer that if you like.
I ask you a question. Have you started the policy for starting April 1st to bring it in house?
We had a kickoff meeting last Monday to talk with Corporation Council, Procurement, DOS Fiscal, HR, a number of all the county-affected departments. As a matter of fact, we also have had started some conversations with Transit about transitioning the budget, because that will be one of the most important things starting right now going to the budget process that we'd have to do. So we have started those conversations.
Keep going.
Yeah, so risk
has
been involved.
Have you talked to the chair of the committee and said, we have started this, or the chairman, so we be under pressure that you have started this already?
We just started it last week, and that's under the authority of the policy. Was just to start it off, and we're starting it off.
Communication. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move layover of item two to call the chair.
Okay, we have most of a layover, but we still have a person want to talk about this. Is there any other questions, Supervisor Jerzyk?
We had several questions about the survey, and I would just like to request that we receive the survey records and results so we can review them as well. Mr. Chair, I complained during what I considered a quasi-judicial process in the review about the constant lobbying going on. And I don't know if that survey was a continuation of the lobbying campaign. Mm-hmm. But, I'm here representing my elected constituents, and trying to do the right thing with regard to all of this. I would like to see the survey records and would request that the administration provide those for the policymakers. Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey, Dr. Coley, right, stated earlier she would give us that information to her.
She will give them to us?
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Thank you. I missed that.
Okay. Any other questions of Dr. Coley? If not, we have, do you have any another comment?
Chairman, I would just ask the committee to take this proposal seriously. I'm sensing a leaning towards the first option, but I think we have made some concessions and are really honestly trying to work with the board on this, and we hope you do take this option into consideration.
Okay, thank you. So you understand where I'm at. I like to have both going. I believe that we need an RSP. And this is not about MCTS. It's about for the best thing for Milwaukee County and its residents. Barbara Richards would like to make a comment. You can speak on item one and two at the same time. Thank you, madam. I'll give you 3 minutes. Take your time.
3 minutes, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm Barbara Richards. I live at 3210 North 83rd Street on the west side. Several comments. I'll just kind of hit them. I have to kind of look at you this way. I enjoy being here. My first time to see all of you working together, and I think you're doing a great job. You had a great discussion this morning, and I kind of think all of your points are really good. I'm a bus rider. I don't have a car, and I ride my bicycle. So I love the bikes on the bus. I can ride a little bit and go across the town.
Now you only got 30 seconds.
Thanks for stopping.
Privatization is not the way to go. Taking something local and making it out of state is not the way to go. I put on my little card that I'm a member of the Transition Town Movement. I'll put that on hat on a little bit. We are looking to create a local, sustainable economy. Not even sustainable, resilient. I need to not say even sustainable, because sustainable means we can keep doing what we're doing. We need to be able to look forward to what's going to be happening, not tomorrow, not 10 years, for my grandchildren and their grandchildren. I just spent 2 days with the Native Americans up at UWM talking about the Bad River tribe and the situation there. Their sense of place is so powerful, so powerful. Just to be with them brings that home. We need to create something here in Milwaukee that's going to be lasting. It won't be what's here now, but we need to keep it local. We need to keep it resilient. We need to be able to have a future for my three grandchildren and yours. Other kinds of things that I wanted to mention. This process, article the two here says it's for a private provider. So to me, it's a collective way to privatization. That's kind of asking you to buy into privatization to go with number two. I support number one much better. Maybe this needs some adjustment, as you say, but everything needs to be on the table, not just privatization, and that's what number two says, so I think I would support you not going with number two there. Some of my other notes. I just have one more comment. The process that came through last time with the request for proposals came up with an operation, as I agree, that's either shoddy or shady, and we don't need that in Milwaukee. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else would like from the public like to speak on item one or two? If not, we are on item number two. We have a motion from Supervisor Washon to lay this over to the call of the chair. Any comments on lay over call of the chair? Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want some assurances that from you as the chair that we're
I think I heard you say you're going to have this dual process. So by voting for this this motion, you will see that if there's an opportunity to bring it back because of the dual process, then you'll do that. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Madam Chair, call the roll for Leo to call the chair.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to lay this item over to the call of the chair prevails.
Madam Clerk, we are going back to item number 1.